Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee. Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful that you have chosen to listen to this podcast. I know there's plenty out there, so always appreciate you being here. I have got a guest back on that I absolutely just adore her. She just has such an awesome story. I may have offered to ghostwrite it. I do that to a lot of people because, you know, I love hearing stories. So I'm very excited to have Reem back on the podcast today. If you didn't listen to the last episode, make sure you go back and have a listen. She's fantastic. She's full of knowledge. And yeah, just a great source on all things SEO and digital. So Reem provides holistic marketing strategies that are tailored for your business needs. She specializes in user-friendly web design and development and SEO services. With a Bachelor of Business majoring in marketing and international business and years of experience in creating and implementing marketing strategies, Reem's result-oriented approach allows her to help other business owners shine online and grow their business to their full potential. She has had years of taking businesses from 10K from SEO up to 400K in terms of web traffic, but also taking them from no online visibility to page one on Google. So I hope that you love this episode. Reach out, say hi, and have a great week. Reem, you're back again.
Yay. I'm so excited to be back.
Thank you for joining me again. So today I've got you back in to talk about, well, I mean, last time we spoke about SEO on websites, and today we're just going to talk about how good websites are and how important they are.
They are very, very important. I cannot stress this enough, but it is your hub. It is the hub of your business. Because whatever marketing that you do in business on Facebook, on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, wherever it is, your shopfront is your website. All that traffic should be coming back to your website where people actually find out about your business, find out about what you do. They can contact you there. And or even if you are an e-com, they will buy your product there. So it is the number one marketing tool that you have for your business.
Yeah. And I cannot, so from my point of view, and the reason that I really wanted to have you on to have this conversation, I see a lot of people that have designed a website years ago. It's not using the latest tech. It might not even be mobile friendly. It's just outdated. And I think that's like someone walking past a shop that's like, you know, it looks run down. It looks like it hasn't been cleaned. Like, you know, are you the restaurant that kind of you're like, ooh, has the health board been there? Like you want to be, I always say like what you just said, it is your shop front window. Like it is, I think we forget that the digital world now is the same as walking through a shopping center. It's the same. It's just we're online and we don't have to leave our houses. How convenient. But we don't think about our online presence this way. And I think that it doesn't matter how small you think your business is, a small investment into a half-decent website, you don't have to be spending thousands, but a small investment into a website, I think is the greatest investment, one of the greatest investments you can make into your business.
Absolutely. And do you know it takes 3 seconds to decide whether people should stay on your website or leave? It's pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty major. 3 seconds. Yeah,
3 seconds.
God, and humans are like hard work, aren't we?
Yeah. And if you're not, and it's just becoming, people are making really fast decisions and it's just becoming faster and faster with technology, with, you know, the way that social media and, you know, with AI now, everything is evolving.
Yeah.
So if they're not impressed in these 3 seconds, they'll leave and go to the next website that they find.
And I think the only way that you can get around this issue is if you have every single person that ever is going to visit your website is a really warm lead and like they love you already and they just want to work with you and they don't care that the website's half broken and falling apart. But how often do you actually get those people into your business? And when you do, it might be a phone conversation. So like, and you don't want to be turning away potential business just because you didn't want to invest that small amount into your website.
It plays an important part that now that you've mentioned, even for the people that already know you, I think about it in terms of retention. Like you want to look at it in a way, like you don't want to frustrate your already paying client and they know you trying to navigate through your website, especially if it's a website that's an e-commerce and you want to buy and buy over again. Like I know I've left websites that it was frustrating for me to make a purchase or contact.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, I'm done. My time is more valuable, because people forget that the most important currency right now, it is time. And you don't want to waste your visitor's time or your customer's time on a slow loading website or a website that doesn't have very clear navigation, or they can't find what they're looking for. They will leave because there are so many options out there that they can find what they want.
Yeah, 100%. Like if they've found your product or your service somehow and they're not happy, trust me, they will go to the next person, because there is 1,000 other people like you. So what you have to do to be different is have a website that, I think, just, it doesn't have to be the most groundbreaking website and have the most, you know, have like some hectic video or like, you know, some, it just has to be easy to navigate and answer their inquiry when they get there.
Absolutely. I think you really explained this really well. A lot of people get drawn, you know, or get distracted by, oh, I want to make a really nice video or a nice animation and have, you know, top technology and things flying out of the website and flying in. And I'm like, well, think about your customer journey. They're there because they're looking for a specific thing. Make sure that specific thing or service or product, they can find it easily, they can read about it and make a decision about whether to buy or contact you. Yeah. And I like to look at websites in terms of, does it have an intuitive design? So intuitive mean, like with any website that you visit, what are the elements that you expect to see in a website? If you're walking into, like we mentioned shops before, if you're walking into a shop, what's the thing that you expect in a shop? Mm-hmm. I expect to walk in through a door to find a display of things, and they could be categorized in some way. So either categorized by color or categorized by the product category or some other categorization that they have. So it's very intuitive. If I find things that are scattered all over a shop without categorization, I would get frustrated because I can't find what I'm looking for.
Yeah, this is why I don't go to the sales racks. I actually flat out refuse to go to like DFO and stuff, because I find it, I don't know if you guys have DFO in Perth, but
we do.
I don't know. Who knows? But I flat out refuse to go there because I find it so overwhelming.
Have you seen those sale tables where they put everything
in? I cannot stand it. I will not sit there and go through a sales table. I'm sorry. I would rather go online and see if it's for sale and go to their sales section.
Yeah.
Or I will just pay full price.
Yeah,
which is like, I know that's a massive privileged thing to be able to say, but I don't buy clothes or anything very often because I'm very big on like recycling clothes and stuff like that. But yeah, like 100%, the idea of like a bargain table to me makes me feel anxious even thinking about it.
Yeah, so you don't want to make your website like a bargain table.
No, 100% not. That is like, I don't care who you are. A bargain table is not exciting unless it's because you're trying to save a dollar. It's not, you're not there because you find it a really enjoyable experience. You're there because you value money.
Mm.
And so like, if you can make a website nice to navigate, please for the love of God do.
Yeah. And you want to make sure you're putting the elements that are most important to your clients and not cluttering it up. And if we look at like the most important page in your website is actually your homepage, and most likely it is the most visited page. Sometimes you have other better performing pages, but with small business, a lot of the time it is their homepage that gets a lot of traffic, and this is where people land on most of the time. So you want to make sure that you have a good summary of what you do and you're not over cluttering it, and you're having a good intuitive design so people can see a very clear description about what you do and how you can help your clients or potential customers with your service or product.
Yeah, now you make me want to go revisit mine. I'm like, oh, do I do that? But I think also like, okay, what's your thoughts on, so I've got two things that I always kind of push customers to put on, and that's making it really clear, the call to action button. So like making it really clear how they can find out more or how they can get in contact. Like that to me is like, and I'm a huge fan of the form being as simple as possible, because I know a lot of people, and I have this, not argument, but I have this discussion with a lot of businesses, because they're like, oh, but we need to know all this stuff. And I'm like, But do you need to know that before they inquire, or can you find that out in the first phone call? Because I don't know what the stat is, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I heard that for every form filled over 5, it's like a 10% drop-off rate that they won't even fill the form out.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Is that right?
Like, I cannot confirm this because I don't have that stats.
Yeah, because I heard that. Like,
I'll listen to it because we do have arguments about the forms as well.
Oh, and love this. What's your belief? Hit me with it.
Okay. My belief is it depends on the business and on your goal. I'll tell you that we've trialed a lot of forms, and you should always have a simple contact form. Give that option to your clients. Always.
Like, what's simple to you? I say first name, last name, email, phone, and then maybe comments or something.
A comment, but leave it as optional. They don't want to say anything. They're not sure what to say. But 90% of people know when they fill in a form, they want to say something. They've got something to say.
Let me talk.
Yeah. I would say, for example, my consultation forms are a little bit more sophisticated. I want more answers because people are investing. Like, I offer a 30-minute free consultation. And in that consultation, if I'm jumping on Google Meet or Zoom with them, I want to find out more about the business. Is why do they want this consultation? What are they looking for? Do they have a specific budget in mind? Do they have, and it sort of like pre-qualifies them as well. Mm. So it just depends on your industry. Do you need a pre-qualifier to talk to clients? Are you overflowing with clients and you just want to filter them through?
Mm.
For us, that helps me because I know some people that look at that form say, I don't want to give this information. I don't think I'm ready to have a chat with you now. And it's good for them because, you know, they're not wasting their time and they're not wasting my time as well.
Yeah, very good point.
So we want to make sure that we're a good match when we're having that consultation. But if they just want to do a simple inquiry, they can always go to their contact form. So I like to give them the two options, really.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, I guess. And I think, like, a lot of clients I've worked with probably have done the same thing. Like, they might have on a certain product page that detailed form if they want that product or service, like, and they have to go to that extra length. What's your thoughts on, okay, I know that we spoke last episode about, like, SEO and the importance of having the right content on the page. What's your thoughts around? Because I'm not a massive reader. I read books. I love a book. But if I'm on a website, I want as little copy as possible to get the point across. But I know sometimes that's me personally. And I know sometimes from an SEO point of view, that's not so great. So what's your thoughts on kind of like content on page?
So do you really? I really want to ask this question. If I am a plumber, and I just tell you on my website, I'm a plumber, I'm based there. There you go. You can contact me.
No, I want more than that.
What do you want?
I guess that's the thing I want to know. Like, yeah, I probably want to know a little bit about how long you've been in plumbing.
There you go.
You specialize in plumbing. Okay, yeah, so that little bit of extra detail.
And what else?
A really good way of putting it, actually. Spot there.
Is that all, Beck? Do you want to find out more than that? Do you want to find out what sort of jobs they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, like specifically, because plumbing is, you know, it's got, you know, some people do like hot water installations.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people do gas. Do you want to know what sort of products they use?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't really know the difference myself, but it's nice. It's a comfort thing, right?
It's a comfort thing. Yeah. Do you want to see if they're certified or not at all?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want them to ruin my sewage.
Do you want to see some testimonials, like real Google testimonials of people recommending them? Do you want to know how do they start? If you hired them, like, what's the process?
I think that's a cool thing too. I think, like, breaking it into sections, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the thing for me. I think visually people need a story really quick, right? Like, as you said, we have 3 seconds. And then, like, our attention span to scroll, we're going to go to the information that's important to us. So, for example, for someone looking for a plumber, maybe whether they do gas installation could be important. So they'd go straight to the section that's about, you know, that particular thing. Like, what's, you know, like, what do they do? Where do they service is probably another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically it's the way, and I think you've you did mention that is the way you structure that content. Mm. Because a lot of people, when they say, well, we're going to write this much content, they freak out because they think it's just going to be three A4 papers full of content and nothing else. It's not that way. It's about structuring your content in a hierarchy way. So this is how Google bots love seeing that as well. Yeah. And it is based on user experience, because have you ever noticed if you're scrolling down a website, what you would read is mostly like the big headings with the big words.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really bad for like clickbait. I'll admit it.
Most people just will scroll through, and then when they find a heading that aligns with them, they'll stop there and they'll read the finer details. So this is how you want to structure your content. The most important elements, they need to be in, you know, big headings, and then, you know, you've got your subheadings, and then you've got your little copy content. This is for people who want to go in more details. So you give them the option, and definitely have visuals that are, you know, explain what you do, because there a lot of people are visual learners. Mm-hmm. You know, videos is also good if you've got the budget and you want to put in a video on the website. That also enhances the website performance and makes people stay longer and understand more about what you do and how you can help them.
Yeah, because I think something that we touched on also last episode was about no two visitors might be the same. And it's really important that when we're designing things for humans, we remember that humans are unique. And I'm not a reader. Like, I'll skim read everything. I read books, that is it. But that's because that's reading time. And I read up. Even when I read articles and things, I find I skim read. And I pick up stats, or I pick up whatever in the article really, like, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Then I'll read it in more detail. But then you have other people, like, especially I think I know a lot of men that are like this, and I don't know if it is just a masculine trait, but I know a lot of men that are researchers, and they wouldn't book a plumber unless they could read 15 different reviews about how Ben did a great job on their plumbing, or, you know, I think there's probably females out there that do a lot of research too, but I think it's about hitting that mark for the different humans that are going to come to your website, and remembering that they're not all the same, because then there is going to be that person that's like, is this not just a video that I can watch? Whereas I would hate that. I'm not a YouTuber. I don't watch videos. I don't even really like reels, except if they're of dogs. But yeah, so I guess really remembering when you're designing that you're actually designing for a lot of different people.
Yeah, a lot of different people. And if you know your target market really well, you'll know exactly what elements to put into your website. And like you mentioned before, like your call to action. So say if we've mentioned a couple of services, every service should have a call to action. You should always give that option to your clients to click a call to action to contact you at different stages in that website copy, because you don't want them to go scrolling way up or way down to find out, oh, where can I contact you? You want to have a place that is like sort of an anchor. And that could be a floating call to action. That as they're scrolling down, at any moment they feel like, yep, you're the right person for me. Let me contact you straight away.
Yeah, I find that's probably one of the things I say to most people if they're like, hey, Beck, have a look at my website. What do you think? It's kind of like, guys, you haven't put enough calls to action in there. Because they're like, oh, but it's too much. You're asking for too much. I'm like, it doesn't have to be like a buy now. It can just be like a find out more, or like something a bit softer. And I think doing that, it just makes it like, then you don't have to re-scroll. You're like right there, click a button, cool, done. Yeah, and it's true, because we are very like at 3 seconds. We want to be able to do things really, really quickly and efficiently. I was going down a stats barrel yesterday, if we'll call it like a rabbit hole, and it was something about like, yeah, that what people expect. It was something like 80% of people, something, some crazy amount, 80% of people will not buy from a company again if the experience on their website wasn't good. Like it was some crazy stat that I was like, wow, that's a really high number. Like, especially for a product-based website, making sure that that experience for them is super easy. The other thing I'm hating at the moment is this whole not putting phone numbers on websites for service websites. Like, that annoys me. I don't know. Is that a trend or something at the moment?
I don't think, not in my world.
I feel like lately I've been going to like call people and I can't.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of putting your number, your address, your, you know, the suburbs you operate in, because that gives me a lot of information about you. And then, yeah, I mean, how else would they contact unless it's a company that don't want to be contacted by phone?
Yeah.
You're just limiting your options to the contact form.
Yeah, so. I think because it's funny, a lot of people I know in the marketing world, I don't know if you know this, but like there's a few marketers now that are like digital marketers that are like, no, we don't do phone calls anymore. They just don't do phone calls. And I'm like, wow, this is a brave new world that we're living in. I love picking up the phone and having a yarn. But that's probably because I like talking in general, right? Are there any other tips that you would love to leave about just how important a website is and why you should have one? I mean, I have a whole episode very long ago because there's a lot of episodes of this podcast now, but there was one I did many, 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 many moons ago about how if you don't have a URL and you have an at Gmail, you are not serious about your business. And I still stick by that. And I'm going to suggest that you probably say the same about your website.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you saying that not matching your business email with your website URL?
Oh, yeah. Or just not even having a website or like, because I know there's still businesses out there with no website and no business email. And I'm like, guys, it is a small investment for your business. And it's really signaling to the world, hey, I'm serious about this thing, in my mind anyway.
Yeah. I say if you're not invested in your business, how do you expect clients to invest with you?
Yeah.
So you've got to be really invested. And it doesn't have to be a huge investment. I mean, for people who are starting out, it can be just a one single landing page that explains what you do. You know, how do you help your clients? And this is the services you do. And this is how you can be contacted.
Yeah.
And then as you're growing your business, you can grow that beyond. But definitely, definitely have a website, even if it's just a landing page, the single landing page. And probably another piece of advice is when you're designing the website and when you, even if you already have a website, let people look at it. Like, if you've got close friends and that could be your ideal clients, let them run through that customer journey on the website. They will pinpoint stuff that you wouldn't be able to notice yourself because you're so into the business. You want somebody who's outside with an objective opinion to look at your website.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of companies and marketing people out there that will offer a free audit.
Yeah,
so, 100%, take advantage of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that advice. That's fantastic. And I think, yeah, definitely get your mates to have a look at it. And like, I always say you're not designing it for you is like, so don't, I think one of the biggest things that we do with any of our marketing is we're like, oh, but I don't like, it's not about you.
Oh my God. That's a really, really good one. I mentioned it as well. It's the website is for your clients. It's not about you.
It's not about you.
And it's not about you. It is your business. It is about you, but you want to hit the right mark with your clients because it's the focus is on them.
Yeah.
You serving them. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I love that. Well, where can everyone find you?
Well, they can find me either on my website, seoroom.com.au, or they can find me on LinkedIn. The name is Reem Kubba, REEMKUBBA. I'm also on Instagram, SEO Room Perth, or on Facebook, SEO Room Perth. Yeah.
Amazing. I'll put all those details in the show notes too. But thank you so much for your time again today, Reem. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much, Beck. I've really enjoyed this.
All good. Hopefully you'll be back again. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in Potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening and I hope that it changes your life.